It's good to see you all here this evening. I know it's an extra sacrifice after a long day of work. I can tell by a few of the yawns I've been seeing. But how wonderful it is that we take this time, that we make this sacrifice to give honor to our Blessed Mother and the gift that she is, that God has given to us. So today we celebrate the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. We believe that by a special favor of God, in light of the saving act of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mary was conceived and born free of all sin, including original sin. So we're speaking today of the conception of Mary, who would be the mother of Jesus. If we move 9 months from now, September the 8th, we would celebrate the birthday of Mary. However, when we look at this feast day, it helps us really prepare for our Christmas celebration. So we take our minds back to the very beginning, to Genesis, from which our first passage comes. So here God had made Adam and Eve, our parents, in His divine image. He set them over all of creation. They had a graced relationship with God, this wonderful friendship. They were in paradise. They could do anything except one thing, and that was to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God did not want them to experience evil. Yet we know Satan came in that form of a serpent with his doubts, his lies, and then arousing their senses, Eve took of the fruit, so did Adam. They wanted to be God. They wanted to do their will, follow their own way. They thought they could have their own kingdom, and they fell from grace. Well, look at what happens. In our passage today, we hear of how they are ashamed. They're hiding from God. God asks, "Where are you?" Of course, He knows where they are, but it's more of that spiritual question. Where are you? They've become estranged from God. But not just God. Each other, with all of creation. When God asks them, "Who told you that you were naked? You've eaten," and so on. What does Adam say? Classic line. "The woman whom you put here with me." So this woman, she's the fault. And you, God, you put her with me. This estrangement from God and Adam's estrangement from his wife. So God asks Eve, and what does Eve say? It's the serpent. Blame everyone except yourself, and there's this antagonism. But God still loved them. And that's what's so beautiful that we find in this passage, that God says to the woman that I will put, and to the serpent. First, He says to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." We've always seen this as like a foretelling of the gospel to come, that Mary will bear Jesus. She will be that new Eve. And Jesus will crush the head of the serpent, Satan. There will always be, though, that ongoing battle between Satan and those who believe. Keep in mind, though, God always wins. So in this passage, we see this beautiful foretelling that even though Adam and Eve sinned, God still loved them. And for that reason, St. Paul in our second passage says that He chose us before the foundation of the world. Consider that. God did not want us to be estranged. God did not want us to be separated or damned to hell. God wanted to bring about a new creation, a new reconciliation. So the Heavenly Father is going to send His Son into this world. Jesus, true God, will become true man in all things like us except sin. He will elevate our human dignity to something greater than Adam and Eve had. Because of that incarnation, He will show us what it is to live that image of God. He will reveal to us the truth, so that we can follow the right path. He will go to the cross to conquer sin and rise again to give us the hope of the true paradise, heaven. But for him to come into this world, he needed that mother, and that was Mary. So God prepared Mary from the first moment of her life. She truly, as the archangel Gabriel said, is full of grace, completely filled with the life and love of God. No sin, no doubt. She is filled with grace. Keep in mind, though, when the archangel Gabriel asked her, she had to say yes. In her freedom, she had to say yes. And she always said yes. From the first moment of her life, then, all the way to her assumption into heaven, her life was focused on God, specifically on being that mother of our Savior. So, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this beautiful feast day, and we look to celebrating Christmas about 2 weeks from now, let us open our hearts and say yes once again to our dear God. Yes, to say yes to His will. If there's anything that estranges us, like that time of Adam and Eve, whether we're estranged from God in some way because of sin, we should go to confession. If we're estranged from someone that we love, we ought to seek about reconciliation. How can that be? Maybe it's not possible, but in our heart we can forgive. In our heart we can dispel any grudge. We can ask God for the grace to heal the hurt. In all, though, let us prepare to celebrate Christmas as Mary did, because Mary would say, "My soul proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." And so as we celebrate this feast day, we give thanks to Almighty God for our Savior, thanks to our Blessed Mother Mary, who wants to bring us closer to Christ, thanks to God for the life of grace that He wants us to share. May God bless you.